like to stay underwater but don't have a yellow submarine to keep yourself safe in? Don't worry, I have a quick tip for you on how to keep on staying alive.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. So, you're trying to build the great city of Atlantis underwater, or you're trying to build a new house which calls for brick, which calls for clay, which calls for mining for a long, long time under the ocean. You may think that the best way to spend a lot of time underwater is to enchant a respiration helmet. And you would be right. That's a really, really good option. A respiration helmet will give you lots and lots of extra time before your oxygen level decreases to a point where you start to take damage. But that is really, really expensive. You need to find obsidian, diamonds, have enough levels to enchant a few helmets to try to get respiration. I have a tip for you that will allow you to stay underwater for unlimited amounts of time, and all you have to have are 6 wooden planks. How, you might ask? A door. Let me show you. So I've made a little world to show this off with a little house and a little pet sheep, you know, just because you gotta have a pet sheep. Nope, you can't leave. Nope, it's against the rules of the OMG Craft game. So, the crafting recipe for a door is very simple. You just use 6 planks and create a wooden door. Then, yeah, okay, now I need you out of my way. Starence, get out of the way. You still can't leave. It's against the rules. Now, I'm going to go down and try to find some clay. I've actually found some earlier. And you can see my oxygen level is going down pretty fast. And I actually probably don't have enough time to get back up to the top. So all I have to do is throw down a door and then get into this little sanctuary of air that I have created with the door. From this vantage point, I can't get out of here, squid. From this vantage point, I can get up all of the clay that I want. I can reach up to 6 blocks away by staying in this little area. Once I fall out of the block, obviously my oxygen will continue to go down, but I have all the time in the world because I can just go back and jump into my little hole. I also like that from the outside, it definitely looks like a TARDIS of some flavor, even though it's hard to see because water is so dark. Once you're done with your little home, you can just break the block below it, and then it puts the door back into your inventory, and you can swim along, find some more things to mine, and place it back down. And if it does something like that, remember, it's still a door, so you can actually move it out of the way if, say, you want to get at a piece of ore on one side of the door and it's in your way. You can also pull this off with a few other items in-game. You can put down signs, so put down one sign, and then if you put a sign on top of it, there we go, that gives you enough room for a little bit of an air pocket. You can do the same thing with fences, so throw down a fence on top of it, jump into your little air pocket. You can do it with trapdoors. Now, with a trapdoor, you can't just place it onto the ground. You need to have a wall to place it onto, so you could put there and there. And then I can open them up like that so that I can get into my little air pocket. Also, sugarcane or reeds work. Now, reeds, you also need to put it on the edge of a grass because of how... Oops, let me grab that back. Because of how reeds work, they need a water block next to them, on the, you know, one block lower. Now, I don't really love to use these because you need to put down 2 things in order to create a space large enough for one player. Also, reeds are really difficult because of their large hitbox. Even if I scoot all the way out to the side, so if I try to hit anything while still inside of my little air pocket, I may accidentally hit the reed. And because reeds will be destroyed by just a single punch, it becomes very, very frustrating to do this sort of thing with reeds. Now, one other pro tip. Let's say you don't need a all-the-time air pocket. You don't need a permanent air pocket. If you just need a quick breath of air, if you have a wall next to you, you can place a torch down, and it will give you a temporary air pocket to just catch your breath. So you can see that my oxygen level is decreasing and decreasing. If I just come up to this wall, place down a torch, my oxygen level will reset. This is really useful if, say, you did happen to get your respiration helmet, you can just use the torch. Now, keep in mind that you need to have something at least at head level. So be safe when you are going ocean diving and make sure you dive next to a wall. Also, if you're in the middle of the ocean with water on top of you and below, there's just about nothing you can do. So try to account for that in your gameplay. I hope that this tip keeps you safe in your underwater mining adventures. Make sure to head on over to omgcraft.com to check out all of our previous episodes. Or if you would like to see our newest episodes right when they come out, subscribe at youtube.com/omgcraft or search for us in iTunes at omgcraft. Thank you so much for sticking around and watching the episode. See you next episode.